Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. October is National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, or Remembrance Month, and the Remembrance Day is October 15th. We have with us to talk about this Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the Executive Director for the AANMC, that's the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, and she joins us once a month to talk about all issues regarding or around the subject of health. Dr. Yanez, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. So I just learned through, you know, this prepping for today that there actually was an official Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day.
You know, this is a topic, obviously, it is and can be a sad one for some folks. And I think that it's a very important part of recognizing, you know, last month we were talking about mental health, before that we were talking about fertility, and, you know, I just think of this topic as one that a lot of people used to just never talk about, but it was a very personal and sensitive area for them, especially, you know, at that time of year when the pregnancy loss happened, or if they were trying to get pregnant again, and, you know, I think it just speaks to the fact that we just so do not know what shoes people are walking in.
No, and you know, this used to be something that everybody experienced. Tobin was one of the first babies in the state of Kansas for his mom used, was it Rogam?
Yes.
Because the Rh factor did not match. His mom is Rh negative and Tobin is Rh positive. And so he posted about that recently, and he was really surprised by the number of people who talked about losing multiple children because of that issue. It really shocked us. We didn't know.
You know, it is one of those things where, you know, if I poll just even amongst my girlfriends, many of them have experienced pregnancy loss, and the data really does show that many pregnancies are lost, and you know, many of them will be lost early on in the first trimester, and that often has to do with viability of the pregnancy or, you know, something that occurred either with the fetus or on the mom's side to make the pregnancy not be able to go full term. And so the body will just say, hey, this is a pregnancy that's probably not going to work, and that's where the miscarriage happens. So many of them will occur in that first trimester. But, you know, as the pregnancy progresses, it can be and even early on, it can be very traumatic for both parts of the couple because, you know, it's something that you're really, you know, for many people, happy about, excited about, and but recognizing that it is a natural part of the cycle, but it's still very traumatic for many folks. And I think, you know, one of the things I see Erin Tobin and have seen with patients is oftentimes when they're trying to get pregnant again or are pregnant again, the pregnancy loss will bring up a lot of emotion. It may bring up fear. It may bring up guilt. It may bring up a number of different feelings around this. And, you know, I'm just thinking of myself recently. I had a pregnancy loss before my son was born. And just recently he asked me, Mommy, did you ever have a baby in your belly before me? And I actually said I did, sweetie, and so I, you know, I shared that with him, and it was, you know, I wasn't quite sure of his reaction, and he was actually sad. He said, "Oh, I could have had a brother or a sister." And so, you know, I think that it is important for families to process. It is important to understand the depth of, you know, how that impacts people as a physician, as folks going through life, and what that means.
You know, what's interesting is that, especially if the baby is born, I mean, it passes before the before being born, sorry, excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. Before being born, people are, well, just get over it. You can have another one. Or, but that life was a life. That life was a child. That life, you still mourn for the loss of that baby because, you know, as soon as you find out you're pregnant, you start, you know, developing, you know, love and thoughts about that child, and you maybe named the child. You may have put the nursery together. You may be, you know, probably are making plans, and you know that the baby, whether the baby was born or not, you will still mourn when it dies.
Yeah, you know, I think again, just as in any death situation or any grief situation, grief is individual. And you never know what someone's going to experience. Some people process it very well, and they just understand it's a part of nature, and they, you know, they may process it that way. Other people may process it as a death. I've known of patients and friends who, you know, every year on the anniversary of the passing, they are very emotional and sad and grief-stricken. And so I think, you know, we can't walk in other people's shoes. We'll never know exactly how they are going to process that situation or what that is going to feel for them. And I think that's the biggest thing.
Right.
A lot of times when people die or, you know, when a grief situation happens, you know, it's common to say, oh, I understand what you're going through. Or I'm so sorry, you know, I've been there. And, you know, yes, you may have been there personally or you may have had something, but you never know what someone else's emotional situation is,
right,
and what that means for them. And so I think, you know, again, just giving people a safe place to understand that, you know, as part of this, you know, my passion of helping bring greater awareness for mental health issues and, you know, just sensitivity and empathy for the things that people go through. I think that's the bigger picture here,
right,
is, you know, whether it's a pregnancy loss or the contemplation of suicide, or it's, you know, whatever it is, you know, I think that the more kind we can be to people and the more of a safe place to be able to share and get help is really what we all should be striving for, and we will be a better community and a better society for that.
When in doubt, be kind.
Bingo.
So, you know, one of the things that our infant mortality has improved in the United States dramatically, but it's still not where we would like it to be. And I think the key is you need to, as soon as you find out that you're pregnant, or to, you know, maybe just to verify the pregnancy is your first time meeting with your physician, you need to start preparing for that baby for your body, meaning you take your vitamins, you get the rest that you need, you eat well. You know, and sometimes babies will just die despite all of that. But you want to give the baby the best chance and your body the best chance of having a healthy pregnancy.
And Erin, naturopathic doctors actually go a step further. We will start working with the couple, so both, you know, both parties on preconception fertility and getting the body as healthy before you start to conceive. Or start to try to conceive, if possible. Sometimes oopses happen and things are not always planned out. But if it is a planned pregnancy or planned trying to get pregnant, naturopathic doctors will actually work with both partners to get the bodies as healthy as possible. And I know we talk a lot about the female, but it's also important for male health and sperm motility and sperm health to work on nutrition and other issues as well there. So, you know, those are the types of things that, when you're talking about a naturopathic approach, it's really and truly preventative. And so we're working with the body to get the body as healthy prior to conception and then work with the parents post-conception to create a healthy environment for a thriving child, both during the pregnancy and after birth.
So I keep hearing reports, I've heard lots of news stories about the dramatically decreased sperm counts in American men versus,
yes,
you know, 50 years ago. And are naturopathic doctors working on that issue?
You know, I think, again, we work with overall health. And so our goal is a healthy patient overall. And as part of that, you know, in Chinese medicine and in Asian medicine, how many times have you been to a doctor and they've asked about your libido?
Never.
In a naturopathic visit, that is a very common question because it's an indication of a lot of things. You know, if you have enough energy and interest for sex and sexual pleasure, that says a good amount about your health status. And so that is one question that often will be asked in a naturopathic visit. And you'll get a side eye from patients like, wait, what did you just ask me about? But because it is an indicator of your energy, it's an indicator of your relationship, and it's an indicator of your sleep and so many other things, that if that is not fully there, that can be a sign that other things are going on. And so as part of the ND visit, that is something that will be asked about.
Wow. Well, as always, it's a treat to have
mind
you on
blown,
here.
Erin.
It really is. You know, well, I mean, but you know, the modern medicine, I say modern, you know, for traditional medicine, not traditional, you know, what we consider, you know, go to an MD and your HMO, you know, you have your doctor looking at a screen, typing in, I'm sure their check boxes as they're asking you questions. And there's no, we've talked about this, that, you know, no, they just ask, okay, why are you sick? Why are you here? And, you know, so yeah, my mind's blown a little bit. So, as always, it's such a treat to have you with us. We so enjoy you coming on the air with us. Let everybody know how they can find you and follow you and learn more about the Association for Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges.
Sure thing. We are on the interwebs, aanmc.org, social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us. And it is Naturopathic Medicine Week this week.
Oh.
And so we're doing lots of fun stuff all week to support Naturopathic Medicine Week.
Oh, that's great. So they can go on the website and get all that information?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, Dr. Joanne Yanez, as always, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to our next conversation.
Talk soon.
Talk to you soon. All right. So it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.